When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, you know when you hear that fun music by Josh Cantor. Then it's time for the half hour of power, the best show, post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire on screen phone calls. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm here, joined as always by the one and only, the master of disaster.
Oh, yeah.
The Bayonne Bruiser.
Hello, everyone.
AP. Well, you're going to let me say AP Mike before you say hi. Then. The artist formerly known as Dudio. Jason Gore, a.k.a. Slawdog.
Slawdog. Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Next to Jason, we have Kristen Cheeks. You might know her as television game show queen.
Queen.
Star of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It's true. Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You were just on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You did it months ago.
Yeah, I did it back in July. Mm-hmm. And it finally aired. Mm-hmm. And now I have to wait to get paid. It takes a month.
Really?
Mm-hmm. After it airs?
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
Yeah.
Because I guess they don't want you showing your fancy money if you win a lot of money.
Maybe. I think they're just trying to think of ways to, like, just spread it out.
Yeah. To not pay people.
Not pay
when
not
they
for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. To
just like every other
interest.
Business.
Yeah. You'd almost think it was a corporation.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked, though.
It's
can't
very
wait to get
exciting.
That money.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really thrilled by it. I didn't make as much of a fool out of myself as I thought.
We will talk more about that. And last, but certainly not least, Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
Doing great.
Great to have you here.
Great to be
fresh
here.
Fresh off his WFMU fundraising marathon triumph.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for being there. We did well. And it was a good night. It's in the archives if you want to relive it, folks.
Yes. It was a fun night. Now, as you know, at the half hour power, it's 30 minutes of rapid fire on screen phone calls. I'm going right to the phones. Half hour power, you're here with AP Mike, Jason, Kristen, and Pat Byrne. Who's this? I heard you go, oh my God, you're on.
Man, this is Will from Knoxville. I'm standing in a weird alley, so I was just kind of spaced out. So, nice to be on the half hour power.
Thanks for joining us. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted you guys to know that lately at work, to deal with the poor radio selection that they use in the warehouse, I have a small office, but I'm made to leave my door open so their radio bleeds into my office. So I've been drag racing, just by chance, when I'm listening to the show in my office. The best show theme has beat one of those kind of predatory financial help commercials, and a drag race, and then it also beat Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady, and Sweet Emotion. So I thought you guys would be happy to know that that theme really cuts. It's awesome.
Good. It's a great theme.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It rocks.
Yeah, I know, man.
To it, whether it was a theme or not.
Yeah, no kidding, bro. I know. It's been a theme for years.
Yeah.
Paycheck. Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck provided that theme. So awesome. So talented.
Super awesome.
Canada comes through once again. What, so anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. half hour power, you're on.
Gotta move along.
Half hour power, you're on with AP Mike, Dudio, Kristen, and Pat Byrne.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
And Kristen, of course.
Welcome.
This is Jason from Montreal. First of all, I have to say, I went and saw you guys in Toronto a few months ago, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God, that's so nice. That show was a lot of fun. Toronto was one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, and speaking of, to go see you guys, I had to do the 6-hour bus ride to Toronto, and my fiance just got a new job, and she's moved to Toronto for at least like a year or two, and so we're doing a long-distance thing now. And I was wondering if you guys had any long-distance stories, any advice, anything you can share with me.
We are. Kristen and I met on Match.com. She was in L.A. and I was in Radford. And that's Radford, Virginia. And we dated online and long distance for a long time. Yeah, and on the phone. Are you guys doing a lot of phone stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skype.
You got to do phone stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I knew Mike would like that.
Yeah, this is Slaw Dog, everyone.
This is what we can expect from Slaw Dog.
Okay.
It's Slaw Dog.
Dudio.
Phone stuff.
Yeah. So,
not only Slaw Dog, he's Raw Dog.
Yeah, Raw Dog. So, yeah, so you're in where? You're in Montreal and she's in Toronto?
Yeah.
What is that, 6 hours?
Yeah, 6 hours.
That's not bad. Is there a train that goes between the two cities?
No, you got to go on the worst bus ever designed. Like this double-decker, like, bus that where every surface is harder than, like, normal surfaces.
Do you have a car? You don't have a car?
I don't have a car.
Well, you'll make it happen. If it's going to happen, you'll make it happen. And if it's not, you won't. I mean, I don't mean to be
so
mean
romantic.
With it. No, I don't mean to be mean. It's just like, but it's like you can't make something that's not happening.
Keep
you can't
going.
Force it to happen.
Yeah. But it's also not that far away.
No, it's not.
It's kind of nice. I feel like when you're that far away, that means that when you're together, it's more exciting. It's like a lot specialer.
If you were in the same city, would you be accelerating your relationship? Would you be living together?
We were living together.
You said you're engaged.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is temporary. So look, it's temporary then. I missed the part where you said you're engaged. I would not have said what I said if I knew you were engaged.
It's locked in, Tom.
Okay, I missed that part.
I didn't hear it either,
so. Yeah, so I missed that part. Well, look, then how long could this last, being apart like this?
Maybe 2 years, tops.
Well, what would keep you from whose situation is more unmovable?
You want me to go to Toronto?
I'm just asking you, whose situation is more
she'll eventually want to move back here, but I love her, but I would never move to Toronto.
Whoa.
Toronto's an awesome city. Toronto.
I love Toronto, man.
Rules.
And I've been to Montreal, too, and I love Montreal.
Montreal's great.
What's he got against Toronto?
I don't know. Toronto's the best.
Shots at Drake, no shots at the Raptors, but I'm not moving to Toronto. Montreal is like a better Toronto in every way.
Wow.
Yeah, except...
For the love of your life? For 2 years?
Yeah, you're a little too entrenched in that local pride there, Bob.
Uh-huh.
You might want to, like, you'll be back in Montreal before you know it.
Yeah.
Who? So is she there for school? I'm sorry that I'm not remembering this stuff. Who's, what brought her there again?
She actually became a flight attendant, and they're like temporarily moved to Toronto where there are more flights, and then can eventually move back to the city they're from.
Mm-hmm. She can't get a discount on flights?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, why don't you take as much advantage of that as you possibly can, her working for an airline, mm-hmm. and bounce back and forth as much as possible?
You know, I'm not miserable about my situation. I was just wondering if you guys had any long-distance experiences.
Yeah, well, you got some. The slaw dog told you to do phone stuff.
You
got to
do phone stuff.
All right, goodbye. Get off my phone. So one of the things that has been presented last week, as it happened on the Best Show, was Jason, whose nickname was Dudio, the dude who built the studio. It came up that his mother was on the show last week and said, "Oh, his nickname in his youth was Slaw Dog." And Mike or Pat, can you describe what Jason looked like when you heard the word Slaw Dog, and then I'm sure when you looked over at him. What did he do?
It was like he received a gut punch. he was not expecting it.
Yeah, I was right in front of him, and he looked straight up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he does that a lot during the show, but he didn't come down from it for like a minute
because he knew what was ahead of him. I mean, it was like it was over.
Yeah, there wasn't much sound coming out of my mouth.
Now, Jason, when you just as an adult,
yes.
When's the last time you just contemplated that your nickname was once Slaw Dog?
I got rid of it kind of in college. Some of the high school friends would still refer to me as Dog.
Okay.
But in the college years, I kind of successfully removed it and buried it.
So when's the last time you actively even thought of yourself as having been called Slaw Dog? Had it just drifted out of your mind?
Yes, yeah. That's why it hit me so hard. It's been at least 10 years.
But how long did it last that you had the nickname?
Oh, God, I had the nickname from 1990 to 2000.
Oh, boy, okay, that's a good one.
Did you ever know him as Slaw Dog?
11
person.
Years, yeah.
When I met him, I did not know him as Slaw Dog, but when I met all of his friends, they called him Dog, and that came out of nowhere. So it was Dog for his friends, and then I gradually learned about Slaw Dog. Yeah. So they still called you Dog, and I think still do.
No, they still call me Dog.
Okay.
But I successfully removed Slaw from it.
Is it D-A-W-G?
D-O-G.
This is a plug.
Oh, G-O-G, okay. Yeah, okay.
I asked that too.
What we're going to do now, Kristen, you're exempt from this because you know the origin story. Uh-huh. Myself, Mike, and Pat know nothing about why you're called Slaw Dog.
But also it took years for me to know the origin story. I got it bit by bit. Honestly, I didn't know it completely until like 5 years in.
Okay.
My sister learned the origin story just last week.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Between the two of you, we will go rapid fire.
Okay.
To see if we can ask enough questions to piece together the story. You think it's impossible.
I think it's impossible.
You think it's impossible.
Yes.
Will you answer truthfully?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. And Kristen is going to keep you on. You don't make up something.
No.
It's like you saved a...
No.
Like some story about how there was a fire at a animal shelter and like you ran in and saved all these dogs and there's one final dog named Coleslaw that you like went through the flames and rescued and then the fire department called you Slaw Dog.
Way to go, Slaw Dog.
Yeah. No. So it's okay.
See, I actually came up with a straight-out theory.
Okay, what is it? We'll start with you. We'll start with Mike because he clearly has a fully formed theory.
So when I heard it, I immediately thought, well, it sounds a lot like the, you know, the title to the Sam Peckinpah movie, Straw Dogs.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, well, Straw Dogs. We'll start with from that movie. And I'm thinking, well, what was the most famous scene in Straw Dogs? Have we all seen the movie?
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Okay, what scene sort of stands out for you?
I'm not talking about this.
Okay, well, for me, the scene that stood out was the scene where Dustin Hoffman takes a bear trap and basically, you know, uses it over a guy's head. And, you know, the guy dies violently.
Yes, the Sam Peckinpah movie. Basically, it's about a pacifist who lives, an American pacifist.
Yes.
Who's living on the in the English countryside.
Yeah.
And eventually his house is under attack by these... these
drunken hooligans.
These drunken British farmers who are basically trying to rape his wife.
Well, that does occur,
yes.
Yeah.
And she... In classic Sam Peckinpah fashion, you're not sure if she enjoyed it or not, which is always how his movies went ridiculously.
It is.
Yeah.
It is not for the faint at heart.
No. It has not aged. I don't even want to say his movies haven't aged well. It's like they...
I can honestly say, I saw that movie when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what it was about. I sort of went in not knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, shaken by the experience. You ever come out of a movie and it's like, it shook you up?
It's an upsetting, very upsetting
movie. That one stands out. It was just like, whoa.
Well, Pauline Kael was, like, nauseated by it, right?
Yeah, she was not a fan. Not a fan.
So going with that bear trap on the head.
So I thought maybe in his youth, somebody took a bowl of coleslaw and dumped it on him. And somebody came up with
one shot. You got
slow dog. It's out. You know
how close is that?
It's nowhere in the realm.
Okay. Well, let's start the question. That's Mike's question. Uh-huh. My next question is: how old were you when you were named Slaw Dog?
I believe I was 12. I was either 12 or I had just turned 13.
Right. Pat. Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for Jason?
No, I was just moving hair over.
Do you have anything about Slaw Dog?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I got theories, or I guess ideas.
Uh-huh.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
I know you play guitar and bass.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you would just be going at that bass so hard, or guitar in a band, that... You were like, man, I'm going to slaughter this solo or this part. And then, like, you said it at a middle school age so passionately that the people in your band sort of giggled or laughed and were like, oh, yeah, you're going to slaughter that thing? I guess we should call you Slaw Dog. And then somehow that stuck.
Yeah.
You just... The other theory is that it was like some sort of... just you liked coleslaw on hot dogs or something.
I do
well,
really.
Who doesn't?
I love, that's how I prefer it.
Me
eat,
too.
Like chili.
Yeah.
And slaw on a dog, slaw dog, but it has nothing to do with
So it has nothing to do with coleslaw.
Or music.
Nothing to do with coleslaw or music. No.
Is it the name of a cartoon character?
Not a cartoon character.
Ooh, I think there was...
Was it a term of affection?
No, not in any way. Okay, let me this make this might make it a little easier for you.
Don't give it away.
I'm not giving it away. But in... So, yes and no.
Okay,
is the answer for
that. Yeah, okay. That's all you have to say, right?
Okay, okay. Okay.
Pat, question for Slaw Dog.
Let's see. Not food related, not a term of endearment, not music related. Was it a friend given nickname or a family given nickname?
It was a I don't want to call them friends, but I thought they were friends at that age.
One of those, yeah.
I don't think I want to know this
classmates
story.
Yeah, so it was neighbors.
So it was neighbors.
So it was neighbor kids.
Mike?
Was it the name of a television character?
No.
No.
No, it wasn't fictional. It was given to him.
Yeah. Is there an actual dog involved in any of this?
Is there an actual dog?
Next, yeah.
I think no.
Wow. Okay.
At least that's off the table now.
Right.
That one had to be asked. And even though I thought it was a no.
Am I correct in all this so far?
Yes, but you have slightly misguided them just now.
How's that?
Not with the dog, but before that.
With the friends? What? With the friends?
When we talked fictional character...
Oh, that wasn't a question, though.
Okay.
Well, we didn't get there.
Okay, there is a fictional character involved.
Okay.
Hmm. And it also depends on how you look at the name.
All right.
Was it from a children's book?
No.
Was the fictional character music related?
No.
Is it a children's character?
Could be.
Could be.
Kids definitely enjoyed it.
Is it a pop? Is it an animated character?
No.
So it's a live action character?
Yes.
From a TV show?
No.
From a movie?
Yes.
Okay. That's one.
Is it a mispronunciation?
Yes.
So Slaw Dog is a mispronunciation.
From a movie.
Part of it is.
I can't look at you. This is heartbreaking. I can't.
No.
It seems like if somebody got it.
No, I want you guys to get it.
Is the word slaw, does it have to do with the word slow?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Oh, no, I don't like that, yes. That was like, Kristen went, yes.
Yeah, that was, she was like, you're a monster,
okay,
yes.
We're going to pause here and take a call. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Kristen, and Pat Byrne.
Hey, Thomas, it's Rob in Rochester, New York. Hey, everybody.
What's up? Hey. Oh, the classic.
Rochester.
Film buff. Right? Film buff?
Yeah.
No, I think you got the wrong guy. That's okay.
What's up?
I wanted to give Pat and you props on that pledge drive over the weekend. That was so much fun.
Well, you should give all the props to Pat. That was, Pat did two amazing shows and orchestrated so many different elements. I was just happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you.
I was watching it on the WFMU Ustream,
and it was just
a joy watching all the chaos unfolding.
This guy pledged, right?
And
Rochester?
You know,
Mike called in with his pledge, and that was fun. He got his theme song, and it was just a blast all around.
Did you pledge?
Yes, I did. I gave my name as Robert because the music was so loud, I was afraid they would think it was, Rop or Raul.
Well, thank you.
Like that.
Thank you, Robert. And yes, I remember I said Rochester better than Utica. And I meant
thank
to.
You for remembering that. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's from going through that town after Utica one time. But no, thank you for pledging. And can I say something over the air to Half Hour Power?
Yeah.
If anyone listening to this pledged to my show, from a guy named Justin from Dover, whoever filled that card out didn't write any other info, and we have like a random loose pledge. So, Justin from Dover, if you're out there, contact one of us.
Okay, I'll tweet that out too.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out who that is, one way or another. Well, thanks for supporting WFMU, and
thank you.
We got to get back to this. Was this a character that you enjoyed?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
it?
Is it from a well-known movie?
Yes.
Is it from a classic movie?
In what sense?
Is it from a holiday movie?
No.
Is it a movie that you still enjoy?
Probably not as much as I did when I was little.
Because of the nickname given?
No. No, that never really affected my love for the movie.
Because of the age that it's aimed at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it from a Christmas story?
No.
I just said holiday.
Sorry. I was thinking of dogs. I wasn't thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was on right now, I would enjoy it.
Was the movie new when you were 12 and got the nickname?
No.
Okay, well, that's... Do other people think this movie is great?
Yes.
Is it from Cool Hand Luke?
No.
I didn't think there was a dog in there.
We've only got 5 minutes left in this half-hour power to get
you guys might get it.
And then it'll carry over next week.
You really scratched deeper than I thought you guys were going to get at.
We've been thinking about it for a week.
Yeah.
Ready to fire questions. No more hints. We don't want any hints. Okay. This has to come. We have to carve this out. Yep. Even if it goes on to the next half hour of power.
Okay.
If the clock runs out today,
yeah,
we're stuck for until the next half hour of power before we can ask you about it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Is the movie a comedy?
Yes.
Is it a black and white movie?
No.
Is Mel Brooks in it?
No.
Is Bill Murray in this movie?
No.
Is anyone who was on Saturday Night Live in this movie?
Oh, that's a good ground covering question. I love that question.
No.
All right.
Wait, not as a cast member. They have hosted.
Is anyone?
I'll go. No, that's as a cat. Oh, that's fair. Like, members.
No cast members.
Is it from a Steve Martin movie?
No.
Is anyone in SCTV in this movie?
I don't think so off the top of my
head. Okay, that's fair. Because then it's just not.
I want to say no. Okay.
Is it an R-rated movie?
Yes.
We have some.
No, was it not? Yes. Oh, it may have been PG-13.
I saw this movie when I was 5, so there's no way that it was R.
Okay, yeah, then it's not R.
She's 5.
Yeah, there's no way. It's PG-13.
Okay.
PG or PG-13?
Yeah.
Is it a John Hughes movie?
No.
Is it an 80s movie?
Yes.
Okay. It's an 80s movie.
Is Matthew Broderick in this movie?
No.
Are you nervous right now?
Are you nervous? You guys are getting close.
You're feeling.
But wait,
I'm feeling it.
I'm sorry. You thought it was rated R and you didn't a second ago?
I don't know why.
But you thought it was?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's just.
There's like one visual in it.
No, that answers what I was going to ask.
Is this movie set in the past?
No, it was current day at its time.
What are the chances that I've seen it?
I think very good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gotta be high.
All right.
Do you think everybody in this room
has seen this movie?
An 80s movie that we've all seen. A person who's hosted SNL has.
I'd say a couple people from this movie.
Yeah, have hosted SNL. Yeah. Okay, so it's comedy.
Do you think this movie's funny now?
Yes and no. I wouldn't turn it off.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'm stumped.
It's not a movie I would necessarily be like, oh man, I gotta watch that right now. But if it was on, I would be.
Is it on Netflix right now, do you think?
I don't know. Chances are good, yes. It's a very popular movie.
Very popular. Have there been any, like, remakes, spin-offs, or, like, is there any sort of.
There's always been a rumored sequel.
A rumored sequel, but there's only one of this movie.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, see, that was that. Now I feel like.
Is it Mallrats?
No,
yeah,
that's not 80s.
Well, I know what the movie is. Then the movie's Beetlejuice.
No,
Okay. Because there's always been a rumored Beetlejuice.
Yeah, there always has been.
Well, is it a Tim Burton movie?
No.
That's good directors. That's good.
Is the director well known?
Yes.
Is this the director's most famous movie?
It's debatable. It's debatable.
But it's up there.
It's so up there.
Okay.
He has another one.
But it's a comedy. It's not geared as anything else. It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. Comedy adventure.
Is John Cusack in this movie?
No.
Comedy adventure. Okay.
Is this movie Midnight Madness?
No.
Oh, I know. Is this movie Goonies?
This movie is The Goonies.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
You have not seen The Goonies?
You thought The Goonies was rated R?
Yes!
Good God, man! No! That was a kid's movie!
I don't know, it just felt like it in the moment.
So this movie is Goonies.
This movie is Goonies.
Good God. And I'm trying to think. Does this tie into a thing that happened to you as an adult in England at one point? That you told some kids that the U.S. won the war.
No, it does not. It does. Okay. It doesn't. And the story you refer to is some kids.
But wait,
what?
It's not two separate occurrences of the same thing.
No, well, so Truffle Shuffle is very different from what this is based off of.
Because some hooligans in England,
uh-huh. Maybe in 2004 when I was over in England to propose to Kristen, looked at me at a McDonald's and said, "Oi, do the truffle shuffle for us, mate."
Yeah.
And I turned around and yelled at them that England was no longer a superpower, and I stormed out.
That's okay. Right. All right.
That's so funny.
You got down.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Now, see, the thing is, my Goonies knowledge is very limited. I've only seen Goonies a few times.
Right.
I saw it pretty recently.
Okay.
Well, at least last summer I saw it.
Is the nickname based off a mispronunciation of a character in Goonies?
Yes.
Okay. Are we almost there with this?
You were so close.
Okay, characters in Goonies.
You guys. This is ridiculous.
The pointy head dude.
That's...
What's his name?
The pinhead mutant guy?
Yeah,
The pinhead mutant guy. What was his character's
Nobody's
name?
Nobody's looking at computers.
That character's name is...
Stanislaw?
No, it's...
Okay, all right.
That makes a better story twist. I enjoy that.
That character's name is
Tom was close.
Are you shocked that this has gone as quickly as it has?
I am a little shocked that it has gone as quickly as
Are you sad that it's gone?
No, I'm glad.
You're glad.
Yeah. But it isn't the entire story.
Okay.
There's still more to this.
Oh no, because this is going to keep going on and on.
Yeah.
This is going to be the hard part has yet to come, because all we're doing is pegging a movie.
You're pegging one word of the name.
Yeah. Slob? Slob?
No.
Sloth.
Sloth.
Yes.
Sloth.
Sloth.
So,
but it wasn't sloth dog.
So the origin of slaw.
It's a Virginia pronunciation.
So it's... I was walking home one day.
Are you telling us the story?
Yeah. For the slaw part. You guys win it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won that part. So I was walking home, and the neighbor kids, they were sitting out on a picnic table behind the house, and they're like, "Hey, Gore, come over here." Mm-hmm. And so I go over there, and they're like, "Yeah, this is perfect name. We'll give him the nickname we've been thinking about all day. Your nickname's Slaw. You know, like Slaw, that character from Goonies." Mm-hmm. And the whole time I'm thinking, and I didn't say it out loud, but I'm like, it's actually Sloth.
Uh-huh.
You idiots.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I guess they told everyone else at school. Mm-hmm. It was like, "Oh yeah, his name's Slaw now, like that guy from the Goonies." And everyone else was like, "Oh yeah, okay, I remember that." They don't remember.
So there is
Slaw.
A story how Dog entered the picture.
Yes, there is a story how Dog entered the picture.
We're going to have to wait on that. That's going to be a to be continued.
Yep.
Let's never get.
I feel like we all learned a
lot. I didn't think they were going to get to Sloth, so.
I think they
Okay.
Did you think it was going to happen as quickly as it did? Are you surprised that it happened?
No.
As quickly as it did.
I'm surprised about this limited knowledge of Goonies. Like, your faces, guys, look. That is how I feel every time you start talking about some like, fucking movie where... Oh, is that wrong?
That's all right. You can do it.
Wow, okay. Who knew Kristen would beat me today? I'm fine.
I know. That is so funny. It's okay.
My star just keeps rising.
That's Mike. Yeah. So it is different. Don't worry.
The moral of Goonies is that gentrification is real, but pirate treasure can out, you know, can out trump that.
Yes. Yeah. So Mike.
Yeah.
To end the half hour of power, you. So many times there's things in the news that pique your interest or little curious tidbits that you.
How about an anecdote this week?
Sure, let's have an anecdote.
I have an anecdote.
Let's have an anecdote.
Sort of my Patti Smith story, if you will.
Okay.
After last week's show, I was elated, as you know, because I scraped by without being humiliated.
When the parents called in, as we've just heard, Jason got straight up torched by his mother on the thing. Pat fared better, but still left a little bruised.
Permission to fart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That. And Mike, of all the things, when Mike's dad was on the air, Mike's dad did not.
Yeah, and you were probing some areas that he kind of just let, you know, he brushed off.
As they say in prison talk, he did his time standing up with them. He would have been, it would have been like straight, like Goodfellas, like he would have, like, hey, you didn't say anything, kid.
Yeah.
You did good. And they stick like $100 in his pocket as he goes, he got pinched. Yeah. Everybody gets, like, so, but your father did not. He was almost denying being your father until I said he was. Like, I'm like, yeah, Mike's your son? He's like, yeah, Mike's my son. No, but your father, all three of your parents were fantastic. And I think it's great that you guys felt comfortable enough to have them be a part of the show. And I think that was very, very sweet and thoughtful.
She loved it too. Mm-hmm. She thought she sounded drunk. Listening back on
she just
it,
sounded so. Excited.
Yeah, she was just very excited.
And she was not at home.
No. So. David Crosby concert.
So Mike, so, you.
Yeah, I was in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I got back to Bayonne and, you know, it was late, but there's a pizza place near me that's open pretty late. And so I thought I'd walk down there. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Bayonne is, you know, it's a sort of bedroom community. There's not a lot of foot traffic at night. You know, the streets are quiet at that time of the night. And I just found myself in an awkward position where I was walking down the street and I did feel some pressure. You know, I was going to break gas, basically, you know. And the thing was, you know, there's a person coming towards me. So, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, polite enough to, like, you know, not do it as I'm passing this person, right? So then the person, of course, asked for money. And, you know, he distracted me. And I declined. And then I walked about 2 feet. And then, yeah, I literally farted in his general direction. So I embarrassed myself and insulted this poor man. Who reacted? He was offended. He, you know, it was audible to the guy, and I thought I was.
You could tell he was offended.
Yeah, because you know what he said. He said, "Hey!" Because you know that was his reaction to the sound. And then I thought, okay, now I'm going to get a knife in my back. And I did not get a knife in my back. And you know.
I feel like I just did.
I continued on, and
This is my slaw dog somehow. I wasn't there.
You farted in self-defense.
It was just poor timing. It was. That's all I can say. It was not. I did not want to do that. And I ended up doing it, and like I said, it was embarrassing and insulting to this poor man. Mm-hmm. And I did chuckle later on about the thing, and you know, I thought it was another example of the aimlessness of life. So I'll just chalk it up as that.
I like how you said, here's my Patti Smith moment, where what that does is it gives me the business even one more time to, like, take a story.
Because you
brought it up yet again. It's just like, oh, here's my Patti, like, reminding me that I had a Patti Smith moment.
Okay.
Because you just, and that story had nothing to do with my thing, but you still managed to bring it up one more time that I had that happen. Now I'm sitting here for 10 minutes waiting for this to remind me of the horror of that story, and it had nothing to do with it, but you got it back in my head again.
Well, to me, it was, you know, it was Bayonne, there was no celebrity involved, it was a chance encounter.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassment. So that's kind of my twist on what happened to you in Las Vegas.
Now, let me ask you which... it was San Francisco.
Okay.
What?
Las Vegas.
Let me ask you this. And which phrase did you know? Which phrase have you been holding on to when you were ready to tell the story that you couldn't wait to watch my reaction to?
I literally farted in his general
direction.
Yeah,
I knew that was what it was. I knew as you said it. This is what I'm going to do.
It's my hook. You know,
well,
I want to use a hook.
Well, this is what I'm going to do
now. So people can tweet it out there.
From now on the Half Hour Power, when Mike tells his story, everybody has to try to catch what phrase Mike couldn't wait to slip into the story.
How about, we'll call it, find the nugget.
Yeah, find the nugget. That's what it's called. Find the nugget.
I thought it was the meaningless of life line.
Yeah, well, I knew what it was the second I heard him say. Fart in my general direction. I knew he, because it's a Monty Python line.
It's a reference, yeah.
That he
twisted.
Yeah.
I liked the hey sound.
Yeah.
Well, that was true.
That was.
I mean, he was offended.
Well, of course he doesn't want to stab you in the back, because then he'd have to run through it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you built a shield around you.
Yeah.
Like
a real
sure.
superhero.
By all means, let's keep dissecting all the elements of this story. So, Mike, Mass is this Sunday?
Mass is this Sunday. The commotion of Parade Day is over.
But it's Easter.
Yeah. Oh, Easter. Actually, Easter is a very busy day, believe it or not.
Will you be there?
I will be there.
Okay, so if you're going to see, you're there early, though.
Yeah.
So you're on the early. When are you out?
Well, I'm there all day, 9 to 6.
Okay, so if you're finishing up with your family and you're passing by, swing into Bayonne, people can say hi.
That's what happens. People go there in the morning, go to church or, you know, go to their meal, and then they come back.
Well, I think that's cool, is that, because it is people, if people are coming to New Jersey to see their family.
Yeah.
Or going through New Jersey, and they're passing by Bayonne. Yeah. People should swing by. You're there till 6.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Jason, anything?
No, I don't really have anything this week.
Bridge and Tunnel shows?
No, we have a Bridge and Tunnel show in April. And what is it? 9th? April 9th
okay.
at the People's Improv Theater.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do one more of these before that.
Yeah, we'll get one in before that.
Kristen, anything? Oh, you were just on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Is that online?
Jason will probably put it online, but you can see I'm in an episode of The Characters.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that's the best one.
Oh, my gosh. Natasha Rothwell's episode. She wrote this amazing episode of The Characters on Netflix, and I got to be in it, and I'm super excited about it. It's a very good series.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That's the Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah, she had an episode. Tim Robinson. It's a really great series, really funny comedians, and a lot of, like, really great supporting cast. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And Pat, this Saturday?
Yes, tomorrow night. Saturday night. It's a stand-up showcase, really simple show, but we're going to have more guests than ever, so it's like a 9-guest heavy show.
Anybody you want to mention? Or
Anna Fabrega, Jay Welsh, Lucas Kaiser is very funny, Tim Duffy, who also listens A lot of fun people.
Great. So people can come check that out at the WFMU Performance Space in Jersey City.
9:30.
9:30 p.m. Saturday night. You can go to Facebook.
Facebook.com/ProveItAllNightShow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank all of the people that responded to, not this week's show, but the on last week's show to help us out and pull some clips. We've got about 40 people working on it right now.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
That's fantastic.
And they're pulling so many clips for Best Show 24/7. So
it's going to be very exciting, and it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So thank you so much if you've emailed me. I think we're okay right now for people, but maybe we'll do another call for more people down the road.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see how that plays out. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will be back in a couple weeks. And everybody have a good weekend, and listen to the Best Show on Tuesday. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.